Up until the end of the 4th century AD, texts were read aloud, not silently. The mind understood the meaning of words as much through the ear as the eye. This was due to the technology of text. Manuscripts and scrolls were rare objects, unavailable to most people, so groups gathered to hear them read aloud. Even when alone, readers moved their lips and read out loud. On the page, the words were not separated, as ear, and there was no punctuation, which meant that the reader had to depend on prior knowledge of a text to make sense of the continuous eye line of letters. That knowledge was gained by having heard others read the text earlier. Vocalizing was the way in which text could initially be understood, and memorization was the way that understanding could be passed on. But then something happened. At a certain point, humans began to read silently and in privacy. Vocalization and memorization gave way to quiet reflection. Silence became the librarian's command. In time, that silence led to the spaces and punctuation marks that made each single reader the master decoder of written language. A revolution occurred not only in the way texts were formatted and regarded, but in the way consciousness was formed. One of the most famous examples of this shift is reported in the book, The Confessions. The young Augustine noted that his mentor, Ambrose, was reading a book without moving his lips. We saw him reading silently, and never otherwise. What Augustine saw in Ambrose was an instance of pure interiority reading as a contemplative act. At this pivotal moment, Augustine embraced the philosophical ideal that would define him from then on in her life as absolute. Where before Augustine had regarded the Bible as the Word of God, now he understood that the text of Scripture does not become the Word until it enters the believer's consciousness. This marked a move away from the authoritarian control of literal meaning to the imaginative independence of the intelligent reader. Here is the most important implication of reading as a wholly interior act: to perceive is to interpret. Truth has no meaning apart from its meaning in the reader's mind. Silent reading is thus both the sign of and a means to self-awareness, with the knower taking responsibility for what is known. This individualism is the bedrock principle of democracy, a form of social organization that became possible only when contemplative reading was widely enabled by the mass production of the printing press, and the popular education that followed it. Moreover, democracy assumes the protection of the values that contemplative reading makes possible: the self-awareness of citizens, their privacy, and their capacity for a thoughtful inner life. Only because of such reading is each person a center of knowing, thinking, choosing, and acting. But what happens to consciousness when such values are put at risk? That is the question today. Once again, as occurred when the scroll became the book, innovations in technology that change the primal experience of reading are causing a shift in consciousness. Words on a computer screen come to the eye differently than from the page, and who knows yet what that difference means and does. The main feature of interaction between readers and what is read electronically has become interruption. The internet, email, instant messaging, talk radio, and even audiobooks all assume a mind capable of multitasking. Yet multitasking is the enemy of reflection and interiority. It may be too soon to know what all of this is doing to us, but before this era ends, don't be surprised to see people's lips moving once again.